Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. Very excited about having Bob McTeer back on the show. Dr. Robert McTeer is our guest and our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. This month we're celebrating his 11th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He's a distinguished fellow for the National Center for Policy Analysis, former chancellor at Texas A&M, former president of the Dallas Fed, former member of the Fed's Federal Open Market Committee, and the folks who are meeting today, is when we have Bob join us quite often to do our Fed Watch show. Bob McTeer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
And the author of a book that hasn't been titled yet, but I know he's going to write. I'm sure he's going to write it. And when he does, you're going to want to own it. And so, Bob, I know you're going to get busy on that one because I'm.
Well, right now I'm actually supposed to be writing a foreword for a new book that's being retranslated from French. So that's something. Anyway.
All right. How about that?
Well, I don't know if you've heard of Frederic Bastiat.
Of course. I quote him. I was just about to say, are you gonna channel Bastiat?
Well, that would be good. But the Liberty Fund is doing a new translation of all his works.
Wow.
And they've asked me to do the foreword to Economic Sophism.
Guess what? I'm looking at a copy of that right now. I've got it right in front of me.
Well, you know who did the foreword on the one you're looking at?
Let me see. I've got it. I'm serious, Parker. I got it here. Let me see. I'll tell you in a minute. Hang on, folks. Don't get excited. There's the preface and the introduction, and doesn't have a foreword.
Well, the copy I have has a foreword by Henry Hazlitt.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't have that. Yes, it does. Introduction by Henry Hazlitt.
Yeah.
And translation by Arthur Goddard. Our audience is saying, why would we care about this? Well, let me tell you why you should care, folks. Bastiat was a great man in history. He's the guy, you've heard me say this, he's the guy who said, when goods cross borders, armies don't. And Bob, I have quoted him, I paraphrased that quote, I should say, for as long as I can remember.
Yeah. He's famous for quite a few of them, and probably the most famous is his petition on behalf of the French candle makers.
I know. Tell the audience about that.
Well, he basically, with tongue in cheek, asked the French Parliament if they would pass a law requiring everybody to shut their windows and their blinds and anything that might allow light into the house
during the day. Yeah.
Yeah, because the sun was providing unfair competition to the French candle makers.
This was his. Folks, this is the middle of the 19th century. This is 160 years ago. Bastiat was doing this, and he was poking his finger in the eye of the mercantilist, didn't he?
Yeah, his big cause was free trade.
Yes.
And his opponents were mercantilists and socialists and so forth. And sophism is the word I had to look up. It's related to the word sophistry.
Sophistry.
Yeah, easy for you to say. And so this whole book is sort of attacking their fallacies. And I guess fallacy is a synonym for sophism.
Well, I've got all of his books here. I've also got selected essays on political economy. Folks, if you love free trade, you should learn about Frederic Bastiat. And I pronounce it Bastiat. You call it Bastiat. Which is the correct?
I don't really know. I say Bastiat.
Okay. Well, I've looked up that, but I've only ever heard anybody use the T on the end. It doesn't matter. He's a great guy. I love what he said. I love the things that he stood for. And there's another Frenchman who is carrying on, who is channeling Bastiat. That if you haven't met him, his name is Guy Sermon, and Guy is an economist in France, and he works with the Manhattan Institute. Anyway. Folks, it's the things that we're talking about, why you should care about this is because of what Bob said a minute ago, and that's free trade.
Can I just make one more statement?
Yes, absolutely.
He is extremely relevant to what's going on now because of his whole series of things about what is seen and what is not seen.
Ah.
And what the government does and what's in the headlines every day is what somebody wants to do to make people better off. Mm-hmm. That's what's seen. People see that.
Mm-hmm.
What's not seen are the people made worse off by that.
The unintended consequences.
Yeah, the
collateral damage.
You know, the taxpayer or whoever who doesn't really get into the conversation.
Well, let me give you
is being spent.
Let me give you a quick example. George Bush passed a tariff on steel about 8 years ago to save 250,000 jobs, but he hurt 2 million users of steel production who work with steel. 2 million people.
It's awfully hard to do good for anybody because
He helped 250. He helped 250. That was seen. He hurt 2 million. That was unseen. Quick break. Right back with Bob McTeer. Stay with us.
Got a black magic woman.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.